Hi everyone, this Poetry Pod podcast is on the poem called Genetics, which was written by Sinead Morrissey. Before you begin your worksheet on this poem, make sure you have an understanding of what the term genetics actually means. You could discuss this with others in your class until you have a clearer understanding of the term. The first heading on your worksheet is subject matter. Think about the poem's title, Genetics. In your view, does this title clearly indicate what the poem is about? What does Morrissey say about genetics in the poem? And think about how she uses her own hands to illustrate her idea. Also, have another look over stanza 6. What is the poet saying here about genetics? Once you have a good idea as to the subject matter of a poem, you can then think about one key message or idea in the poem. This is the theme of the poem. To work this out, think about why Morrissey may have written this poem. What was her purpose? What key point is she making in the poem? Is the message a sad one or a happy one? Or perhaps you can see elements of both ideas in the poem. If you can, do you think the stronger message in the poem is a hopeful one? Can you write down this message in your own words? The next heading on your worksheet is quote 3. There are several very descriptive word pictures in this poem. Make a note of any three words or images or lines that you thought were interesting in the poem and give one reason why you chose each one. The fourth heading on your worksheet is imagery. Morrissey includes a number of interesting images in the poem. For example, consider the image of the church in which her parents were married, or the image of the river in which family friends search for memories of her parents who have now moved to different parts of the world. Note how the image of the church is created when the poet uses her hands to reenact the marriage ceremony of her mother and father. The church symbolizes their union in marriage, but of course it is the poet's hands that make the shape of the church, symbolizing the love that once brought her parents together. The fifth heading on your worksheet is language. The title Genetics is a term used in science, but do you think Morrissey used a lot of scientific language in the poem? Would you agree that most of the language is easy to understand? For example, look at the first line. My father's in my fingers, but my mother's in my palms. Does that sound like formal or conversational language to you? Morrissey also creates several word pictures through the use of vivid, descriptive language. The next heading is form. Genetics is written in the form of a villanelle. You can check back on the notes in your quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook to read more about this form of a poem. One feature of a villanelle is the use of repetition. Can you identify any examples in the poem? Do you think Morrissey was very clever in emphasizing repetition in a poem that is about genetics? In your worksheet, suggest why. We move on now to sound. Because the poem is a villanelle, Morrissey repeats a variety of sounds at the end of the lines. For example, look at the tercets in the poem. What do you notice about the first and third line of each tercet? And what about the second line in each of these tercets? Note that these lines end with words such as pleasure, lovers, river, and so on. Is rhyme used here? Would you agree then that the rhyme pattern in each tercet is ABA? There are also several examples of alliteration. My father's in my fingers is one example. There's also sibilance, where S sounds are repeated. Can you find an example? All of these sounds give the poem a lyrical quality and create that atmosphere of hope and celebration that many readers feel when reading and listening to the poem. The eighth heading on your worksheet is tone and mood. The poet shares personal information with us about her parents' divorce. However, do you think she's feeling somewhat more upbeat in the poem? While she would be upset by her parents' separation, what do you think offers her some consolation having read the poem? Why is she sounding quite positive and even celebratory in places? Can you work out how her more optimistic feelings link back to the idea of genetics and her hands as she looks to the future? What were your own thoughts or feelings when you read the poem? For some students, the poem makes them think about their own parents' relationship and their own hopes of possibly starting a family in the future. So do you feel sadness or happiness or hope or despair when you read this poem? Try to quote a keyword or image in support of your answer. The next heading is personal response. In the poem, Sinead Morrissey finds some consolation in the fact that her hands will always bring her mother and father together. Do you think this optimistic attitude is possible, or is the poet just being fanciful? I'm reminded of one of my own students a few years ago whose grandmother sadly passed away, and when she returned to school, she mentioned that her family always used to say that she had her grandmother's eyes, and this gave her great strength and comfort. So maybe some of you are aware of a physical likeness that you have to others in your own family. Overall then, did you feel anger or disbelief, shock or sadness from reading the poem? What do you feel for the poet? For example, are you happy that she's consoled by the reality of genetics? Or do you think she's trying to cover up her sadness as a result of her parents' divorce? Try to include a keyword or image in support of your ideas.